Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's move on to something new. We've pretty much discussed the lighting of the menorah, where to light it, and what to do if there isn't anybody at home, etc., etc. We want something completely different. The issa of using the light of the menorah and the concept of lighting a shamash. So that's the subject. We're in Tofrei Shayin Gimel, and we're in the middle of Seif Beis, I think it is. No, we're in the middle of Seif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, and it's very interesting how line by line the Mishnah Berurah explains why the Mechaber said each thing that he said. In each phrase, there's a chiddush. So Mechaber says, also the ishtamish b'ner Chanukah. That you're not allowed to use the neiros of Chanukah, and we say it in Haneiros Halolu. Ve'ein lanu rishus lehishtamish bohem. We have no use. We have no permission to use the light of the menorah. Elo leroisom bilvad. But all we can do is look at them. Says the Mishnah Berurah on that. Hainu afila oisol shemoisif in amahadrim b'cholaylo. If you remember, we learned that the Ikka Mitzvah is Ne Isha Beisoy. So therefore, the fact that we light two on the second night, and three on the third night, etc., etc., that's all called Mahadrin. In fact, it's Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. That's the, we learned that first at the beginning of the Hilchas Chanukah. And therefore, you might have thought that the Issa to use the menorah, to use the light of the menorah, is only on the Ikka Mitzvah, the first one that you lit. Yes, on the first night, yes, you won't be able to use it. On the second night, maybe I can walk in and I can say to myself, the first light that I lit, that's Ne'erish Rebesoy. That's the minimum halacha. The extra lights are Mahadrin and Amahadrin. Maybe I'm allowed to benefit from the extra lights that I lit, because they're only a chumrah, if you like. They're only a mitzvah, Mahadrin and Amahadrin, it's a hidu mitzvah. It's not the Ikka mitzvah. Kamash Malon says the Mechaber, that you're not allowed to be nene, you're not allowed to have hanor from any of the lights. On the eighth night, the eight candles that are burning, I saw candles, lights, whatever it is, that are not electric lights, yeah?
But you have to enjoy them.
Pardon? Yes, yes, it's perfectly all right. Faket, you should look at them and enjoy them. But you shouldn't use them for a tashmish, you shouldn't use them for light. We're coming to that, we're coming to the details, yeah? So... So the first line, when the Mechaber says, yes, that also lishtamish bohem, that means that you can't use any of them. B'nei Chanukah. And then he says, bein b'shabbos, bein b'choil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why does the Mechaber say, bein b'shabbos, bein b'choil? Because on Shabbos, there's an extra problem. On the choil, it's just a question of whether I'm using the mitzvah. Is it a bezoyim for the mitzvah? Does it take away from the mitzvah? Etc. We'll learn exactly what the reasons are as to why we don't use the neiros of Chanukah. But on Shabbos, there's an extra issa that you, if you have a candle burning, a neiros Shabbos burning, then there is a problem that if you use it, supposing you want to read by it, yeah, or you want to see your way through the room, and the candle's not burning very well, then you might adjust it. So on Shabbos, you've got an issa malocha as well. The rest of the week, you've only got an issa of the covered of the menorah, for whatever reason we understand, the pirsum in issa. But on Shabbos, there's an extra element, of issa malocha, that if the thing isn't burning well and you need to use it, if you're only looking at it, mamela, maybe you won't adjust it. But if you need to use it in order to read, let's say, you want to read by the light of the menorah, and the menorah is not burning very well, then you might want to adjust it, and there you'll have an issa of melocha on Shabbos as well. Therefore, he says the bein b'Shabbos bein b'chol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu livdoik mois. Even if you want to count the coins in your purse, oilim noison la'oiro also. In other words, something that's a very simple thing. Yeah? If you want to just look up something, you want to look up for 2 minutes. You want to look up the meaning of a word in a dictionary or something like that. It takes a minute. Yeah, or counting money. You've got a few coins in your pocket. You want to know how many you've got, and you want to count them up. It says you're not allowed to do. Va'afilu tashmish shel kedusha. And even if the purpose of the counting of the money is for tzedakah, or you have some tashmish shel kedusha, you want to check your tefillin or whatever it is, and you want to do that by the light of the menorah. The fact is that any tashmish is also even a tashmish shel kedusha. But we will see that in that element there is a machlokes.
Thank you very much. Started the Torah Way Northwest London, Friday, Kaf Beis Kislev, 12th of December, Rabbi Shmuel Katz, Shlita, Vayeshev and Chanukah, two fascinating partners. This week's Torah is sponsored, L'schos L'Refuah Shleim L'chol Choli HaMishpacho, L'nishmas, our founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben Rabbi Shimon, L'chol Tzvi Itzkovitz, L'chorono L'vrocho.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I would like to share today some thoughts with you about the shutfus between Chanukah and Yosef HaTzadik. This week is Parshas Vayeshev, and Mitzvah Shem Sunday evening will be signing Chanukah, so I think it's very appropriate to delve a little bit into that noise. But let me first start, because it has a little bit too long Hakdoma. First Hakdoma, and then we get to the Tachlis. The Sfasemis points out that there is a very intimate kesher between Sukkot and Chanukah. Sukkot is now nearly 2 months behind us, Chanukah is ahead of us, but it's not a coincidence if you look into some details of those two Yom Tovim. First of all, and you find the Chasam Sofer inside my edition, page 213, and added a few thoughts to it. First of all, on the mitzvah of Sukkot is to go outside. To go outside, you know, Sukkot outside, in the rain, or whatever, but in the cold over here, whatever. The same thing, there's a parallel to it on Chanukah. Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light outside. Maybe God said, don't do that, but Ikar mitzvah, if you go to Jerusalem, you see all the entrances, all the houses, see their little case, a glass case, and some another burning outside. That's the way the mitzvah is supposed to be. Then he also remarks, Chanukah has 8 days, and Sukkot also. Of course, we have 9 days, but originally Chanukah, Sukkot has 8 days, including Shemini Atzeres. We find also on Sukkot there is a big emphasis on Hidu Mitzvah. You know, if in the week before Sukkot, you see people studying the Esrei for an hour. Why? Because they want to become a Mitzvah. Hidu Mitzvah, Mamas Litiferes. Chanukah, the same thing. We light lamadrim in lamadrim. Ikka being veyoytze neirish abaysoy. If a person has 7 sons, he himself, the eighth person, lamaisim ikka nida yoytze is 1 candle every night. But Claudius says mahadrim be mitzvahs. We light not only every night one more. We light for all of our sons. On the Indian, Sukkot is a zech ananakovet. Ananakovet is b'schus ananakoyin. The Chanukah was brought to us by the Chashmonai, we are coining as well. There's another Indian. If you look, Chanukah Chanukah mitzvah is that the menorah is on the left hand side, the mezuzah is on the right hand side, and the Oni is in the middle, surrounded by mitzvahs. The same concept we find by Sukkot, with the lulav and esrog, dozen arabas, also. So, 4 mitzvahs together. And then also, there's a climax. The climax of Chanukah. So is Chanukah, Chassidus HaKaizen especially. Who doesn't dance? So it's a very intimate kesher. And it wasn't made by Chazal, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Klal Yisrael, stam in vain, because it had to be like that. There appears to be a very intimate kesher between those two. And in Mahalo of my words, you'll understand why I started like that. First, let's go one more second, have some thoughts about Sukkot. And you'll understand, why I bring that down. On the first night Sukkot, I was sitting outside my Sukkot, and I was welcoming the first son of the species of Avraham Avinu. They had a thought, very nice, Avraham Avinu, Baruch Haba, welcome to my Sukkot. Would you ever imagine going somewhere for Sukkot alone without your wife? No one would. Why do we only quote Avraham Avinu? What happened to Sarah and Meir? What happened to all of the Imams and Kedoshim, all of the 7 women who stood behind those 7 Gedolei Olam? What happened to them? If you mind spending a few minutes thinking about them, you see they're not hidden. In the first thing we see when Avraham Avinu gets to Eretz Yisrael, he puts up her tent. Before worrying about himself, he worries about Sarai Imenu. She was first. When Rivka arrives, coming from Chorum, Rashi says, the three Simonim, Sarah had to come back. The Bracha Matsubi Isosa. There was a Nair. Nair Shabbos was burning, Mishabbos le Shabbos. There was another Shechina was on top. On top of the entrance of her oil. That was the home of Rivka Imenu, full of Kedusha. But Yaakov Avinu, we find there Rachel stepping back in order that her sister Leah wouldn't have a busher. Isn't that greatness? And that caused that whole house of Yaakov Avinu with the 12 Shrotim to exist. We look in Rav Hirsch next week in Parshas Mikaitz, and that is actually a key element of what I'm trying to tell you today. If you look in Parshas Mikaitz, we see that Yosef Tzadik turns into the vice king of Egypt. Very nice. As a job. Great job. The Torah adds something to that, that he establishes a family. Also, he marries Osnas and he gets Ephraim, he gets Manasseh. Says Rav Hirsch, and it's so important, in times of crisis, you need at the head of a nation, today things are a little bit different, unfortunately, you need at the head of a nation a family. A family to show the way. A family that shows it's not only you, but the people, the inhabitants of this country, but also us, we are going through that. That is why Yosef needed to establish a family right at the moment. We'll see later on how important that was. Moshe Rabbeinu was saved from death by Zipporah in the hotel in the Molon. Aaron married Elisheva. And Ibn Ezra remarks, why did he have to marry Elisheva? Because Elisheva comes from Shait Yehudi of Achaz Nachshon. She had to add a certain element of Malchus to the Guna Gedoyle. And David gave us one of the most incredible Mizmarim we have, Mizmar Kuf of Ches, Eshcho Gem Pariyob Yakasei Besecho. So we see there's a message, those who are speaking, indeed, they might come alone. But they are absolutely part of a family. They bring to us the thought of a family. And then, straight away after Sukkot, we start Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis brings that message home. Brings that message home. Incorporates that into our world. And then, as Sefer Bereishis went on, I saw something, realized something I never thought about. And every year, after Simchas Torah, we open up Sefer Bereishis and we say, here it is again. Every year, that's the godliness of Torah. That is so much new to be found in the Torah. In the posture, the words of every parsha, as we line along. And what do we see over there? We see Adam Arishon gets his wife from heaven. Hashem gives her, like they would say, on a golden platter. Here she is. He put him to sleep. He took a tzela from his body, don't know what it was. And then out of that he created Chava. He brought it to him. No effort, no nothing. Just, please. Sameach, the Samach, Reim, Ahuvim, Kekasamecha, Kietzicha, Mugaenem, Mekenem. That's what we say for every chasna. As easy as could be. Avraham Avinu gets a great woman. He gets Yisko. And Rashi says, what is Yisko? Zusar, says Rashi, end of Sefer Parshas Noach. Hashem says, Soich Ruch HaKodesh, because he was blessed with Ruch HaKodesh. She called Soich Meyavyo. She must have had incredible beauty. And also by Yisko Roshon HaSichus, Kumas Sorah Roshon Sorah. She had a Malchus element about her. Relatively easy. He got her. Not made in heaven, not made by Kodesh Moch, but he got there. Then we get the next shidduch of the office, Yitzchok, in order to find him a shidduch, there was travel necessarily. Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer far away to pick up a wife for him. And we know the trip didn't go easy. Eliezer was nearly killed. He came, Baruch Hashem, sent the Eibishti, he came back. He brought Rivka to Yitzchok. And the Netziv remarks in Amak Dover that the relationship between the two wasn't so easy always. But that's not today's noise. Yaakov gets much harder. He comes to Choron. He has to work 7 years for Rachel. And on the very night, it should have been the climax of his life, the greatest simcha, he gets cheated. By Shmir, by Lavan. And he has to work another 7 years for finally for Rachel. That's not the end. The next one we meet is Yosef HaTzadik. The Nisoyan Yosef HaTzadik has to go through is indescribable. He was alone, thrown out by his brothers, left by his father. Any one of us, Hashem would have said, forget it. If they threw me out, if no one cares about me, I'll do it alone. I go my own way. And then a great moment arrives, and he has incredible challenge. He has to decide what to do. And he chooses to do the right thing. On account of that, he was thrown into jail for two years. Or maybe even more, we don't know how long it was. 12 years. Yeah, today in Holland, you know, you can get kosher food when you're in jail. You know, that's relatively nice. Yeah, they say, I have a friend who's a lawyer, says, you are a guest over there of the Dutch government. Yeah, you know, you pay less than in the Hilton, you know. So, but he was 12 years in jail. He didn't know how long it would ever end. Because of the fact that he withstood an incredible Nisoyan. But that's what he did. And then, indeed, he also lands a family. He marries Osnas, he establishes his family. It gets much harder. Why is that? Because it comes to teach us how important the Jewish family is, how important it is what Yosef HaTzadik had to do, how important the family is. The first Edsos Emes, he brings this out even more. It's in this week's parasha. But Yonos V'yaitza Chutzo, and he says it went out. Yosef HaTzadik, he says, Yosef Yotzum, he called Derech HaTivi. He forgot anything. Anything that a normal human being would have done, he put aside. Avraham Avinu did the same. Avraham Avinu left Ukastim. Avraham Avinu went through the soil of Armario. Bris Mila, everything. Avraham Avinu, he says, Basoichu to an extra high. Kodesh Baruch Hu says before Yitzchak was born, your name won't be anymore Avraham, it will be Avraham. Yosef HaTzadik is called Yehoisef. Both get a letter hey. He says the letter hey of the Bria. Behi Bar-Om. Behi Bar-Om. In Pashas Bereshish. Letter hey is letter of the creation of this world. Avraham Avinu was the one who stood at the inception of Klal Yisrael. And Yosef HaTzadik brought that out even much more to the open. And on account of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, Koye Zarecho. That this koyach, to overcome my natural instinct, to overcome what the Derech HaTev plans in myself, and to get and to achieve greatness. We see over here a connection, incredible connection between Yosef HaTzadik and the others, incredible connection between Yosef HaTzadik and Sukkos. But Rav Hutner brings it out even more to the open. Indeed, he says, Yosef HaTzadik is one of the Shvatim. He's one of the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu. But in the way he formulates it, it's duality. He is and a Shevet. He's also a Hemshech of the others. He has a special place. And we see that also. No one of the other Shvatim was Zoyche, Ephraim, Umanashe, Ke'uven, Vishimon, Yehuli. There you see, Yosef HaTzadik at the beginning of the Ovis. He was the Shlomo of the Ovis. And therefore also, by him, he had to establish a family. He had to go through so much hardship, so many issues, because the concept of Mishpoch and Klal Yisrael is so absolutely essential for this. We'll explain that. That is what Yosef HaTzadik did, that is what he achieved, that is Yosef HaTzadik. Let's now focus for a few moments on Chanukah. And like I announced myself, like I announced the Shia, the partnership between Chanukah and Yosef HaTzadik. We find that in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the halachas of Chanukah. It's a beautiful Gemara to learn on Chanukah. Then all of a sudden we find a second statement of Rav Kahana. V'omer Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosan Bar Minyomi, a drasha we all know. Dorash Rav Nosan Bar Minyomi, Mishnei Rav Tonchom, we'll read tomorrow. Mai dichsi v'habor reik ein bo mayim. Because the pasuk says the bar was empty, pit was empty. And Yodaya, I know any shame, but there's no water inside. Elamata mutloimer. Why does the Torah have to add Aimbo Mayim? Maim Aimboy Alanachoshim Akrabi Aimbo. There were no snakes and scorpions inside. They're not there. They are there. Yeshba. That's the question. Yeshba. That is what Yosef HaTzadik went through. And the Mishnah Chochma explains why do we find this statement of Rav Kahana all of a sudden in the middle of the beautiful Gemara Chanukah. So he explains. There is a parallel between the Chashmonaim and Yosef HaTzadik. Because he says like this. Yosef HaTzadik was inside that bar. And the Shvatim apparently thought he won't be hurt. There's the look inside, there's no water, it's fine, let's dump him over there and the Eibishter will have to do the rest. Not anymore our problem. But they were there. But a miracle happened. They didn't hurt him. There was the Teva and there was the Ness. And he explains the same thing we see by the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim apparently, that's the way it looked like. They were Menatzeach, the one from the Yavon, from the Yavonim. But there was a war, and they won the war. Kutzbok said, hey, let's wait a second. The Hashanah, they went out of their way. They won in a place, in a situation where naturally they should not have won. And they did, they won. Let me create a nest. In order that all of Klal Yisrael, the Dorei Doreis, will remember this incredible event. And that's the Ness of Chanukah. The same thing happened with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, there was Bnei HaTeva, that he was in that bar, he was thrown there. Hashem said, I'll make you a miracle. All those animals, those terrible animals, they won't hurt you at all. And that's what we say. Moshati geborim v'yad chaloshim. V'rabi miyad ma'atim. Otmei mat yaharim v'ashoim v'tzadikim v'yizayim v'yad o'ayiske esherosecha. And we won. We prevailed. That's one comparison between Sukkos. It's not Sukkos, between Chanukah and Yosef HaTzadik. There's another one. And that we'll find next week. Again, remark of Sfas Emes. The brothers, they arrive in, for the second time in Egypt. They are very scared because on the way back they found their money in their bags. And they say, this must be a trick. You'll be tricked. And they had no choice. There was not one morsel of food to be found in Eretz Yisrael. They had to go back. They had no choice. And they took the money back and they thought, you know, we'll tell about them. But they're very nervous. What's going to happen? And then Yosef suddenly commands the person on his house, yeah? They'll eat with me. And then the Torah adds the words, and what happened? They started to prepare a meal. They've checked it and prepared a meal. And the Sfas Emes says, what's to the Tvach Tevach V'Hochayn? The Ches and V'Hochayn is Oisius Chanukah. We find over there Chanukah. You'll ask, okay, maybe you'll have a nice meal on Chanukah. What is the connection over there between Chanukah and the preparing of the meal over there? Let me explain you. Rav Shimshon HaFull Hirsch is incredible. You saw it. Because what happened over there, they shechted the animals. They showed how it was shechted. And they showed that they also took out Nita Noshe. Rav Shimshon HaFull Hirsch is incredible. You saw it. In what is Shechit about? And I come from a country where there's legislation going on to ban Shechita, unfortunately. He says like this, when a Shoichet stands in front of a behemoth, or by a behemoth, by a cow, by ox, whatever, He takes his knife. He has to be in 100% control of his arms, of his muscles, of his emotions, of his mind. And if he's not, the shechted animal won't be shechted, won't be kosher. The act of a shechita is a triumph of the human mind. It's a triumph of the Adam who is a Baal Bechir, who is in charge of everything he has. Is it his arms, his legs, his mind, whatever he does. Over the animal sphere, over this animal. It's a triumph of the Adam who is a Baal Bechir. And the second thing of what I did over there was to show that they took out the Gitah Noshe. The Gitah Noshe, which is forever a reminder of Klal Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu standing for Klal Yisrael, being stronger than the Malach of Esav. That simple act of shechting there, that simple act of, look, we took out the Gitah Noshe, is the very essence of what Yosef HaTzadik lived for. When Isis Potiphar wanted to seduce him, and he could have lost everything he had in this world, he was able to overcome there that. With his bechir, his free choice, he chose right. And that is therefore what Tevach Tevachayim, Oisins Chanukah, stands for Yosef HaTzadik, stands also for the gatlus of the Hashmonoi. Who could have said, you know, the Yevonim too strong for us. Let's go, we'll see what will happen with Klal Yisrael. You know, we're not in charge over here. But they did. They fought. They stood up. Out of their free choice. And with their Bechira, they were able to fight, to overcome all difficulties, and create for us Chanukah. That's a second parallel between Chanukah and Yosef HaTzadik. But let's go a step further. Chanukah is actually two words. Chanu, they rested. On the 25th of Kislev. The word ka has an other mashmos. Avraham Avinu, he gets promised. The Kohanim, they get the tzivui, kai sevachu. Chanukah. Indeed, it happened on the 25th of Kislev. But it has a connotation also of that incredible Koy Avraham Avinu, like Yosef learned from the Koy Avraham Avinu. It has something of the world, of the Koyanim, Koy Sevarchu. It all comes back in those simple two words, Chanukah. And the Maharal adds to that something incredible. He says like this. Chanukah is indeed on the 25th Kislev. Chanukah, therefore, is exactly on our calendar 3 months after the 25th of Elul, which is the day of Yehi'ar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the 25th of Elul, he created light. The light, not the light we have today outside, but he created the light. 3 months later is Chanukah. And he says that's not a coincidence, because we know the way the seasons go. Yeah, that the year is divided in 4 periods of 3 months. And he says, on the 25th of Elul, when Kodesh Baruch Hu created the light, light and darkness were equal. And like by us, now today is one of the darkest days of the years, right? In the middle of the winter, there is a climax in darkness. There's the longest night. Then there's a changeover. Then there's a changeover. And then the nights start becoming shorter and the days start becoming longer. Till we get till the 25th of Adar, where again they're equal, and then we get 3 months later, 25th of Sivan, then there's the longest day in the year, and then it starts going back. He says, therefore Chanukah had to be on the 25th of Kislev. He says also, that light is light of the Mashiach. Nesosem says also, Chanukah is the art sofon. 25th of Kislev, which bears the message of Koi, is also the message that however dark it might be in this world, Light will come always back. The light cannot be defeated by the darkness. It will always be light again. But there's more to that. There's more to this. When Klal Yisrael leaves Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu picks up the Oran of Yosef HaTzadik. And he comes to the sea. And Chazal teaches us why did the sea split. There's lots of midrashim there. One of the midrashim is why did the sea split. The sea split because he saw Aroino Shel Yosef. When Moshe, when it came with the Oran of Yosef to the sea said, if you come with this Oran, carrying this great godel, I have to split. I cannot say I'm doing my job. Gushmo told me to stare. No, I have to split. Apparently there's a connection between Yosef HaTzadik and Kriyas Yamsuf. What is that connection? Connection is Rav Hudner brings down in a Sefer on Pesach that climax of Kriyas Yamsuf is, of course, splitting of the sea, the miracle, but it is Klal Yisrael, Ze Keili V'Anveyu. This is my God, and I'll change him. I'll be the Mishkan for it. But it's more to it, says Rav Yitzchak Hudner. V'Anveyu is Oishis Ani V'Hu. Me and him. At the moment, at the great moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael realized something incredible. I can build a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani is me, who is Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can be together. That's an experience, incredible closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf. And Yosef HaTzadik stands for that same closeness. Who of us would have been able to say, deep in Egypt, thrown out by our family, I'll live by the standards of my father. I won't give up anything. Who of us would be able to say after 22 years, I did not forget Torah's Ovi, that what I learned as my father, like Rashi says, in the next week's parash, who of us would be able to do it? He did that. He had that incredible, intimate relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is also, now you understand why I delved on that so long, that is also why it was so important that he built a family, he had a family, and that's also why he had to go through so many difficulties to finally being able to establish that family. Because any Jewish family is Ani V'Hu. Ani V'Hi. It's a partnership where family, husband and wife, and children, the family carries it together. And like Hirsch, somehow his words must have been prophetic. Somehow. I don't know, but it's so great what he says there. Before that crisis started, that he had to have a family. And that is the essence of Yosef HaTzadik's story. The essence is he stands for Ani V'Hu. He stands for the Jewish family. And that is... that is, to wind it up, that is, if we look again, we started with the Ushpizin. We started with the wives of the Ushpizin to explain, indeed, the Ushpizin command himself, but behind all of them is a great woman, is a tzadekes, the message of the family. We saw the four steps, Odom, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, they all had to establish a family. The one who went through incredible hardship was Yosef HaTzadik. Why was that? Because he was able to show what the Anveyo is. And that we find back in Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeisoy. The mezuzah is lit at the front of our house. Because it's the house of carriages. The house is the place where we have V'Anveyu. And I want to add one more thought to this, to conclude. There's a beautiful Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer brings down that, the mitzvah is that the menorah is on the left-hand side, the mezuzah is on the right-hand side, and the oni comes for its drok in the middle. Oni. An oni. He says there's something else over there. Mezuzah, the first letter of mezuzah is mem. This first letter of the Oni is an Ayin. The menorah has a Ner, has a candle. Together, that's Oishish Noam. You'll say, nice. But those of us who spent some time, not only reading the Rosh Hashanah Sefer, trying to understand them, might appreciate the following thought. What the Chasam Sofer is teaching us is like this. The message of the menorah is, don't stay with what you think has to be. Think braver, think wider, think deeper. Believe in the message of the Chasam Noam. Apply that to yourself. Don't stick to what you think what has to be. Be greater. The mezuzah, look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mezuzah, and the Rambam created Hilchas Hokah, but he was incredible, Oyvet Elohim. Look at the Loshon, the Rambam says, I should have copied it. Yeah. Look at the Loshon, the Rambam says in Hilchas Mezuzah, that when you get every day, and often to, and in a day we pass a mezuzah, it's a moment to say, the great world outside, with the money, the food, whatever it is, it's not important. I stand, I pass the mezuzah, and I remember about Boya Olam, and anything, but only thing what's important in this world is Kodesh Baruch and his story, what he tells me. And it says to Or HaChaim, when you see Oni, and Oni knocks on the door and asks what's the doka, we think I'm doing him a mitzvah. No, he's doing me a mitzvah. He's enabling me to do chesed. And On Noyam, that's Noyam, Menorah, Oni, Mezuzah, they teach us, think different, think deeper, think greater. Think about what's really important in this world. That's the real Noyam to be achieved in this world. And that's the final message of Hanukkah. If you believe, if you understand what Yosef did, if you appreciate what Chasam Noam did, and we look at how a person can be greater, we can also understand that this message of Noyam is for us to believe, to live, and not only to light menorah, but to spread that same message to the world. Have a wonderful Hanukkah and good Shabbat, and thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
No, it's an extra thing. The push of the Darshan spoke about the Indian of Oya and also the 25 on the coin. It's worthwhile just noting that the 25th letter of the 25th word of the beginning of the Torah, if you count from Bereshis Bura Kimis Hashmai Ves Uret, is Oya. So you have the 25 Chuni Koi, just as a Heura. But Oya, Vahi Oya. Vahi Oya. Yehi. Yehi Oya. He is also, it's 25. Yeah. I'll call Punam something for the Seder also. So let's think along the lines of the dreams. The dreams were that Yosef HaTzadik came and he told them about two dreams. One of them was to do with wheat, one of them was to do with the celestial powers in the universe, the Shemesh, Vayurech, Vachatusel Kachuvim. There's a noted difference between the two. On the first one it says, Vatishtachavenu Lalimusi. They bowed down the sheaves to my sheaf. And the second one it says, Vishtachavim Li. To him. Now, if you take those two dreams, you'll see that there's a big difference between the two of them and the two visits. And for that we need a parable. There was once a very important charity function in the Intercontinental Hotel. It's a Master Shahoy. It might not have happened yet, but it's a Master Shahoy. And the chairman of the function was there, expecting that there were 700 people there. It was around a certain guest of honor who was giving a figure of somewhere around £10 million to a very, very important institution. And they were all there, cocktail 7:30, dinner 8 o'clock, and the Guadima with the red master was there with the hammer to tell them to come in for dinner. And the only problem was that the guest of honor is not there yet. 5 to 7, but nobody noticed outside the hotel, parked a brand spanking new Rolls Royce, pulled up.
on a triple yellow line or a red one, and out came the chauffeur. There was nobody in the back seat. He walks into the hotel, takes out an envelope from his pocket, and looks for the place where the chairman sits and puts the envelope there. At about 8 o'clock, when the hammer went down, ladies and gentlemen, please proceed to dinner. Then the phone call was made by the chairman to the guest of honor, and he says, Mr. Fetzkop, Kranzenbaum, whatever his name was, it's 8 o'clock and the 700 people here are coming in to dinner for this function and we're waiting for you, we want to honor you. He says, no, I've been already. He says, we didn't notice you were here. He says, yes, have a look on your plate, on your dinner card. So he went there, he looked there, he says, there's an envelope there. He says, open the envelope. There was a check there for £10 million. He says, wow, we are overwhelmed by your largesse and your generosity, but we want to point out that we want so much that you should be here. He says, no, you don't meet me there. You need the money. You got the money, so what's your problem? Do I really have to sit for 2 hours hearing a load of baloney that they don't mean it and I don't believe it? So it's really pointless. And so at that point, they proceeded to dinner without the guest of honor. But the point of the story is very, very profound, because in the first dream, Yosef HaTzadik was telling his brothers that you came down towards me because you ran out of food. You had no wheat to eat. You were on your noses. You were licking cactus on the floor. There was nothing. You would die of hunger. So when you came down, I was money bags. I was the man with the £10 million. And consequently, when you came, it was V'hine anachni ma'almi malim b'soich hasudah V'hine kumu alimusi v'gam nitzuvu V'hine sisibenu alimoyseichem. What does the Pusik say? V'atish tachavenu la'alumosi. You bow down to my sheaf, because I was the one that had the grain. And if I had the grain, you depended on me for sustenance. I gave it to you. Why did you submit yourself? Why did you prostrate? Because I was the man that was going to feed you, and without me you would have died. V'tishtachavenu la'lemosi. The second visit was different. That was already after Binyamin. And then he came back down again, and finally he said, Ani Yosef achichem ashem machartem oisil mitzrayimu. Ani Yosef, and you could see, Kifiyam medaba alaychem belushna kodesh. This was the Yosef HaTzadik who had endured so many years in the cesspit of Egypt, and he was not influenced, and they had to recognize that Yosef was kotnon shel shvutim, was superior by any counts in the inunim of Rochnius. The first dream was Gashmius. The second dream was Rochnius. And consequently, Hashemesh for Yorayach for Achad Uso Koychuvim Mishtachavim Li. Now you had to submit yourself to me, because I am the one who I'm Yosef HaTzadik, not the Alimusi. You're not bowing down to me, but now you recognize that despite all the redifas and persecutions that you made against me, in the end I triumphed and I came out in Mitzrayim to remain the righteous Yosef HaTzadik. This is one Heoro. I'm in trouble. Okay, one more quick one. I'll just say it to you. Huh? Tempa, should stop. Reb Shimon zukt mezol ofen. Git Shabbos revoy zayt. Thank you.
1:05. How are you?
Hello, you. How are you, my friend?
You alright? Still missing him.
Many happy returns to you and your wife.
Very nice indeed.
Very nice. Thank you. You missed me. That's good for me.
Sorry?
That's good for my ego. You said you missed me.
It's true. See, the back is sometimes occupied, sometimes not.
Don't let anybody sit there.
I'm in the front these days.
Good.
No, not good.
I'm Aaron, right?
Yeah.
And then, stay with me.